Welcome to Christ Today. Heavenly Father, guide us as we seek understanding about what to do in the coming days. As we are faithful to you, in Jesus' name, amen. It is the way of the world that people try to take what they want, even to steal, even at the point of a gun. And in a way, we have similar things going on both domestically and internationally. We get along, but there is conflict in the world. And we have people that want what we have, that try to steal what we have, either in material goods or in our labor. And we know that people will use whatever they need to take from one another, whether it's an army or just a person who is willing to steal. Well, today we have things going on, and we can guess at what is coming, and we can examine how we want to respond to it, and what our measure of faith and obedience will be to God Jesus. Through our history, we can see that there have been times to understand our faith and commitment, and there are times when we let it work itself out in human relations. It is just plain different in different times of history to see what we actually will do and what we will actually believe. In the past, we have seen where faith has been compromised and principles have been compromised, and we get to test the understanding we have to see if we want to follow Jesus or if we want to follow the world. There are some who would say about God and Jesus, "Oh, I hope I go to heaven." Well, if we say we believe, that is a start. If we say we are searching to understand God, that is a start. And we have to start someplace. And we know that it's different for different people. But we know that God will require something, and probably it's to say, "Yes, Lord, show me the way." And then we develop understanding, and loyalty to God, Jesus. Now, God tells us about what he is like and what the world is like in the Bible. And we get to see where we want to be in the plan of God. Do we want to be the bride of Christ? Do we want to be at the marriage festival and be forever with Jesus in heaven? Well, then we get to figure out a few other questions, like what does it mean to be faithful, to be married? And there are things that we understand because we have human relations. And we can kind of relate this to what it means to be the bride of Christ. Oh, Lord, we look for understanding and we ask you to help us with where do we look and where do we start? And how do we show love and caring to the person we are married to? Well, we know there are human examples of how we show love and caring to our spouse. And how do we show love and caring to God through Jesus Christ? Is it a matter of how we live, or is it a matter of the words that we speak? Well, you know the answer to that. So do I. We have to live the words that we speak, and that grows love. So would that be about the same with God? How we show our love, maybe first through words, and then through our actions. And wouldn't that make a difference to God, to let God see that we are living the words that we say of love and obedience? Well, we have a good and wonderful life, and we get to show God how we belong to him. And it starts with talking, and then it continues to acting. I think that's about the same as it is with a regular earthly marriage. Well, we get to think about these things for a long time, actually an eternity in heaven. Well, that's what we all hope. We all want to go to heaven, and that's what we would rather do than go to that other place for eternity. And God tells us what we do to have our relation with God, Jesus. Well, we think about what it's like to be alive on earth, and we can get understanding about living forever with God in heaven. So wonderful. But here on earth, we have things that go on. Some of them are good and easy. Some of them are kind of difficult. There's even people we meet that are in poverty. Oh, there's even people in anguish, in pain. And so we have, well, we understand it because just about all of us have been in pain and a little bit of anguish. So we understand and we have compassion on people who have had difficulty in life. We try to be understanding with the people around us. Well, often enough, we want to have things go wonderful and easy, and so we have a little preparation so that we can get through the hard times of life. We learn how to get through hard times because of our past experience, or maybe by reading a book, maybe by reading the Bible. There are history books, and there is the book of the Bible, which is history, and we learn from that. We can see that there is good and evil in the world. There is the forces of God and the forces of darkness. And we know which one we want to be a part of. We know we want goodness and love. And so we make our allegiance to God, who has love for us. And that's what we do. So we do know that every human alive has to choose a side of how they're going to live. Are they going to live for themselves? Or are they going to live for what they can get out of life? Or are they going to live in service to God, with prayer, with love to others, and obedience? That's something which we all get to think about and figure out how we're going to do this, how we are going to get through life and belong to God and spend an eternity with Him forever. Because we like heaven better than we like hell, that's for sure. So every person has to think how they're going to do this. Now God gives us a way. It's written in the Bible. Do we look at the Bible enough to understand it on our own? Or do we decide, well, somebody's going to tell me? I think it's always better if we study the Bible ourselves and seek to understand what we are able in the Bible and then live it, act on it. And that way we get to understand God's word to us. As He wants us to belong to Him, and we want to say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, God, let us be with You and serve You. Well, we do look at the world around us, and we see that there are a lot of things going on, and some of it is not only not good, some of it is unholy, the opposite of God. And we want to hold fast to the goodness of God, to Jesus and heaven. And we get to figure out how to do this as we study Bible, pray to God, and try to understand what we can do as we are called on to do. And I think it's always good to invest a little time in it, in studying God, in studying the Bible, in prayer. And we can always look at what's going on around us and listen to the people who have something to say in their testimony about what has happened to them and how miraculous and wonderful God is. And then there are a few people who have a testimony about how awful hell was when they went to the gates of hell. And so we get a little bit of understanding, and then we get to make our decisions to see what are we going to do and where are we going to go. Well, I think that it's good that we make our studies and understand and recognize that our habits will make a difference on how we live and what our eternal life is going to be about. Therefore, we can say, oh, be careful with what you do, be careful with your habits, and choose Jesus and follow Jesus instead of the world. Now, we all have choices, and we choose the kind of things we like, whether it's food or a cup of coffee, a glass of wine or something, to be with our very nice or favorite person. And we do these things out of, we like them, but there can also be habit. And these habits, we have to be careful that they do not interrupt our relation with following Jesus Christ. And I think about that Matthew 10:37, where it talks about pick up your cross and follow Jesus. And that's what we do. We have something that we have to go through, and then we follow God, Jesus. And that's what His word, God's word, tells us to do. And we can pray and read God's word for understanding. And none of us need to fear death. I remember as a teenager, I did fear death. It caused me to lose sleep sometime because I was just worried about what would happen when I died. Well, we kind of know what'll happen because that's a part of the testimony of people too. Well, I'm no longer afraid of death, but I sure was as a teenager. Now, as an adult, I have studied the Bible and my faith has grown immensely. And, well, that just reminds me of that time I was in the car accident, pinned in the car and bleeding. And I knew death was possible, but I did not fear death. And, yes, and then a couple of weeks in the hospital, and my roommates got changed around, and I never knew what happened to two of them. I don't know, they could have gone into the next life. But the point is that we don't have to fear what is happening. And I was grateful that my faith had grown so much that I did not fear whatever would happen. I knew that I was comfortable with the love of God, Jesus, and I loved God right back. Thank you, Jesus. We don't have to have fear as we go through life. Not for anything. And now, I'm not saying it's easy because we have understanding of the things that can happen that are really difficult sometimes. And ultimately, we do not have to have that fear when we have the faith. I testify to that. Well, in life, we have all the different things going on with love, with truth, with righteousness, and we want those characteristics of God in our life. And so we say, yes, Jesus, come into my life and bring love, truth, and righteousness. Well, we have just a limited time on earth. It's not long, but here we are on earth right now, and we have experiences that we go through. We meet all sorts of people, and we get to have a testimony about how we know God, Jesus, and what he has done in our life. It's wonderful. It's wonderful when we get to tell people about Jesus, especially when you know the people are anxious or even fearful about death. And a lot of people are. I've known people who have been on the edge of death, and you see the fear and anxiety in their eyes, and they just keep hoping to stay alive. But it doesn't always work that way. And I just think that it's so wonderful to have the love of God, Jesus, in our life. And we do that by learning about him. And that's a part of what we do as we go through life. We learn about God. We can go to Bible studies. Why, I'm going to a Bible study now. I've been going to different Bible studies for over 20 years. And I always enjoy them and learn more and more about the Bible. So that's something we all can do, and that grows our faith and understanding as we get closer and closer to God. And I would say closer to wisdom also. That is what goes on when we pursue God and we leave the corrupt and dying world behind. It is corrupt and it is dying. And we can see that as we look at the world and the life around us. Well, we all have a choice, and we sure had better make our choice. Speaking of a choice, what we do is we go through life. The Bible in 1 Corinthians 10:5 tells us to take every thought captive. And that's something that we really want to do, is to take our every thought captive so that we only think on the good and wonderful things about Jesus Christ. Oh, it's so easy for us to think about other things, maybe pain and trouble. Maybe things that are unholy, even things that we shouldn't think about with sinfulness. So we take every thought captive, and if we do get a thought that is unholy, we can tell that thought, leave me, go away in Jesus' name, and the thoughts will go away. They've done that for me. I've done it plenty of times when you want to keep your orientation towards God, Jesus, and then some other thought comes into your brain, and you just send it away. Well, people embrace all sorts of things. It is important for us to embrace Scripture and Psalms, too, and also the holy songs of our hymnals. All these things help us to grow spiritually, and we want God's goodness and love. So let's desire it and invite Jesus into our mind and into our heart as we see God's creation all around us. Romans 1:9 talks about God's creation being all around us. Oh, there's Psalms that talk about it too. Psalm 139 talks about that. Genesis 1:30 that talks about God's creation and how the earth is wonderful and God was pleased he made it. So we have these things that we can look at, understand, and read, and that is certainly what we want to do to fill our mind with the goodness of God. And sometimes, as I just said, we have to remove the thoughts that are ungodly. So we can sometimes do that with our simple will, just to tell the thoughts to go or to look to something good. And if that doesn't work, we tell it to leave in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, Genesis is a wonderful book, and I think about how God created everything. God created the lights and it's the heavens and the signs and the seasons. And we have something coming up on April 8th of 2024 where there will be a solar eclipse coming along. And we know God did that. God made it so that it would happen at this time and in this place. Now, there's plenty of people who have seen eclipses in the past, especially in history books, and they recognize that it can be a sign of judgment. Are we going to be judged? And are we going to be destroyed? Well, there's a possibility of it. So we pray for God's mercy, and we seek to be obedient as we go through life. Every day, let us live for God Jesus and do the things that bring God glory. And it's turning from what makes us pleased in our physical sense and turning to what makes God pleased. And that is what we do as a follower of Jesus Christ. We choose goodness and God and truth and heaven. That's following Jesus. And it's not to say it's always easy, but we always stay on track and try very hard to do it. Yes. And we know there are things in this world that will cause us to be distracted. I think of them as little shiny things that catch our attention. And, of course, they're all over the world today. People today want the little shiny things that catch their attention. And something we have to know that God, Jesus, is better than anything that we could want that's shiny in the world like that. Well, there's all sorts of people in the world. As you know, some of them are, well, they might be dangerous and they might be corrupt. And we just seek the goodness of God. Sometime we have to repent of what's going on and change for what there is. We know that there are things that are, well, they're wrong, they're bad, and still they happen in the world. That makes me think of a report that has been out for, I guess, a month or two now. And it tells about how there are European leaders, call them the European elite. And the report through the UN says that they publicly took a COVID shot. But then it turned out that their shots were actually a saline solution, saline water. So this is some of the things that are going on. Whew, I guess the thing that gets me is that they take a saline injection and they require everyone in the world to get a COVID injection. These same leaders, the report said, would have their health reports falsified that they took the injection when they did not. So we have things that are just in the world. They're corruption, and that's the way the world is. And we, with Jesus Christ, are the light of the world. But we know that there is corruption going on, and we get to learn from the lessons in front of us so that we do not get caught in the lies that are everywhere, so that we do not get caught in Satan's plan. And Satan's plan is to steal, kill, and destroy that which is around. We think, well, I guess I should say I think, it's because man is made in the image of God, and Satan has gotten to be angry with God and to hate it. Well, it has every appearance that he hates God and is trying to defeat God. So we get to figure out how are we going to be in this battle where we can fight for Jesus. And sometimes in battles, you know that some of them are life and death. And we want to bring glory to God through life or through death. Now, there are moments of our life that go by and we want to bring glory to God in the moments, in the hours, in the days, in the years. And we get to figure out how to do that, how to give God glory as we go through life. Speaking of the minutes and the days and the years of life, we want to remember to give thanks to God all the time. Just think how many minutes there are in a day. And can we spend just 1 minute giving thanks to God for what he has done for us? Well, it's all a part of what we go through in life, which is, in a sense, it's a battle. And the battle takes place in our mind first, and then it takes place on the earth and what we do. And we all have struggles. We all have thoughts that we want to have the holy thoughts and not the unholy thoughts. So part of it is practice, and a part of it is actually doing the holy living that we want to do. As we consider God who gives us freedom to have our own thoughts, imaginings, and even actions, and we want to have our thoughts, imaginings, and our life be holy and to please God as we follow God Jesus. Part of it is a discipline, and as we go through life, we learn to practice it more and more and overcome our fears so, again, that we can live according to the godliness of Jesus as we renew our focus on Christ. And that is what we do, yes, daily, sometimes hourly, sometimes by the minute. We just want to remember to give God thanks for all the goodness we have. And it's not always easy because we get, different thoughts. Not easy. Sometimes it is. Sometimes we get lots of thoughts coming into our brain, and we have to hold on to some and send other ones away. That's a human part of experience, is we have to deal with our thoughts. And sometimes our thoughts are unholy. Sometimes they're even violent. And you know that there are plenty of people, we read about it in the newspaper, we see it on the news. And just think, if everyone was lovely and following Jesus, what a wonderful world it would be. So, that's a part of what we do. We live holy and preach the good news of the gospel to the world. Oh boy, I just was thinking of New York and all the things that go on in, yes, New York, but yes, in any big city. Oh, I was just thinking of when I was there once as a teenager. New York, and, well, it was a long time ago, and you could walk through Harlem at that time, which I did, and I, as a teenager, was intrigued by finding a, oh, I guess you call it a bullet thing. Well, what they shoot, what comes out of a gun. I found that on the street. And, you know, as a teenager, you just kind of, those things get your attention. That was in Harlem in New York City. Anyway, my whole point was not to get lost on that. It was just to say that there are lots of things going on in New York and in life. We always have things that are getting our attention. Some are good, some are bad, and we want to make sure that our focus stays on Jesus. And when we have violent things going on in life, it is very easy to get distracted. Speaking of New York, the subway there, the New York governor just called in 750 National Guardsmen of New York and 250 state police to sweep through the subway system to clean out the bad in the subway to make it safe again. That's what their goal is. But we'll see what really happens. I guess my point was that every little thing makes a big difference on how we live. And we want to live holy so that we can share the love of Jesus with other people. Make the world a better place through obedience to God, Jesus. And it does take a little effort. Sometimes it takes a lot of effort. But that's what we do because we want to preserve our life, our liberty, and our prosperity. All of these things are goals of what I'm sure everybody wants them. But we do have to figure out how to do it because prosperity is different for different people. In that city of New York where there's so many people that are very wealthy and so many people that are just very poor and living in the subway tunnels, it's a great big difference. And somehow we want to be able to preserve the life and the liberty and the prosperity of everyone in America, because that's what we do and that's what we want. And we want to have material things that we can pass to our children so that when we go into the next life, we will have some good things for our children. And that's a part of the struggle that we have. It's quite uniform for everybody. Everybody loves their children. Yeah, I think everybody does. It's just that there are different ways to express that love. And part of what we can teach our children is to have a part of the godly heritage that we can pass on to them. Or, oh, there's the national heritage. There's the dirt that we have. When I say dirt, I mean I'm thinking of a farm. And so we pass something that is of the earth, whether it's a house or a farm or something that we want to pass on to our children. And that's a part of the heritage and legacy that we have as Americans and as a Christ follower. We want to pass along our faith and our blessings. And sometimes it's a struggle to keep what we have throughout life. After all, there are people who want to take what we have. That's just human. And we have people in this country that are expecting that Americans are going to simply keep giving and giving and giving, as we have given people who are refugees now free rent, free food, free all sorts of things. And at some point, it has to switch over to them paying into the system. And we have to have our land, that is America, our land, back with the principles of freedom and prosperity, which means we all have hard work and love each other and share the good things and the riches that we each have. So we have people who understand that principle, and we have other people who only want to take from the system. So with these two different systems going on, we know, well, we think there's going to be a clash between the people on one side and the people on the other. We can wonder what's going to happen in the midst of the amazing prosperity that we have in America. Well, we have things that are brewing in the world that are just plain trouble and violence. And I think of what's going on in Israel, trouble and violence, and I think of Genesis 12:3, that talks about the blessings and the cursings that people will get if they bless or curse Abraham's seed, which is the heritage of Abraham, his progeny, and that as it would be the Israel of today. And somehow we have to figure out how are we going to do this and what are we going to do? Not always easy, especially now when we see our government taking steps that we might not agree with. Our State Department has been changing the dialogue and the orientation to what will be required of Israel, according to what the State Department and the upper echelons of the United States government want to see accomplished. I was just reading where the State Department has removed one of the requirements for a peace fire, a peaceful time after the October 7th, what do I call it? Violence. And what has been suggested to be removed is a return of the hostages that were taken. I think there's still 130 hostages that are thought to be held by Hamas, by that Palestinian area. It's just astounding that 100 people or more are held in captivity and will not be released. We have things going on, and if our State Department no longer has that requirement that the hostages from October 7th are returned, then we can only guess what's going to happen. The State Department has also been changing a condition of the peace, and there is a suggestion that Israel give up land in exchange for peace. And of course, that means that United States of America is putting itself into a very dangerous position if we are going against the peace of Jerusalem. We can only guess what it means, because I don't know what it means. All I can see is there are great big dangers, and that we in America may suffer a great deal because of what just might go on. I don't know the answers, but I know there's plenty of scriptures to say there are dangers in the course that the United States is coming. There could be a coming split of America, and these are things which, when I say split, yes, I mean political, and yes, I mean a physical split of America that has been talked about for 30 years, as far as I know, where one of the Great Lakes gets shaken by a major earthquake, and it flows out all the way to the Gulf of Mexico, and it divides the United States, just like the United States would be planning to divide Israel. Well, it's something I occasionally talk about, but it's something that is kind of prophetic, and we don't know what'll happen, but it sure looks like it's a possibility that destruction could come to the United States. And all I can say is let us obey God and do what is right in the Lord's eyes. Well, there's lots of reasons to pursue the goodness of God, and somehow we want to be careful about changing our position. I say look out, be cautious, and to prepare for something that could happen in the United States. Now, do we know? No, but there are people who have had dreams and visions, and it just is a plain old simply watch out. And I think of James 2:18 that talks about faith, and we are to have faith with works. And that's a part of what James 2 says. Let's see, it says, you show me your faith and I'll show you my faith with works. Oh, it's a little different from that, but I just want to say that, read James 2 and it'll help you to understand why it's good to have works, but that might not be what saves us. It seems to be all we need is faith and we are saved. But then we do good works. Now, there are all sorts of people with all sorts of things that they say. They're pastors, there's Christian people, and I think it's best if you can just read from the Bible and see what the Bible tells you to do. Some people are just happy to do what they are supposed to do according to the Ten Commandments. Good, good. And some people only want to do the two commandments in Matthew 22:38, which is love God and love your neighbor. Of course, read it yourself to understand the fullness of it. I just really shortened it. But the point is to get you interested in reading it, because we have things going on right now in the United States, and we want to be faithful to God and show that we belong to Him and ask God to be merciful to our country, to our families, and to us. Yes. Well, we have things going on, and we are trying to be obedient and obey. When we have, what am I thinking back to 20 years ago? I'm thinking back to how things were a little different then, and there were things going on which were just the beginning of what we see now. We see science and debt increasing, what the military is doing, and it's something which has really developed into from a godly country into a country that is really having a lot of ungodliness to it. And so we can pray for mercy, and we can seek to obey God in every way that we can understand. So please, read that Bible and understand it. I know that there have been a lot of things happening in the last 20 years with our economic forces, and with society forces, and even with the movements within the earth, physical earth, and what is going on. Speaking of the earth, I'm thinking of the days of Noah. Are we in those days now? A lot of people think we are. And what could happen? Well, earth movement. Matthew, Mark, and Luke all talk about what would happen. Would there be earthquakes in the earth? And we can also wonder if there will be things that happened in Noah's day, because it says, as it was in the days of Noah, so will it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. So we all kind of wonder what is actually going to take place in these soon days. How prepared should we be? Well, prepared can be for some of the events that are coming up, but we can also be prepared for plain and simple natural disasters that have happened all through the hundreds of years before us. We have a natural disaster, and we need the simple things of water, food, and warmth. And nowadays, there's a lot of other things that people want too. So get them too. Get what you think will help you to make it through a hard time and to love your neighbor as yourself. I think of things that happen, and there are some Christians who wonder, why did this happen? And I think of Luke 13:4, when there was the Tower of Siloam that collapsed. And there in the Bible, that was Luke 13. Somebody is asking why the tower collapsed and 18 of the workers were killed. And the response was that, well, they weren't sinners. It's just that these things happen in the world. So if these things happen in the world, we might as well get ready for some difficulties to happen. And that means get prepared with water, food, and warmth. Yes, for yourself, and yes, for the people around you, the people you love, or even the people you don't love. It might be your neighbors, it might be somebody else, but there is always going to be somebody to help. And you can say, Lord, guide me, and put things away for whatever is coming in the future. Now, we always know that the future has a lot of unknowns to it, but there are consistent biblical things of things happening. Sometimes there's confusion, sometimes there is distraction, and sometimes things happen according to what we understand. And we want to remember that one important thing for whatever is happening, to ask Jesus to be our Lord and Savior. That is what we always want to have in case some really tough things happen, or in case we die by the Tower of Siloam falling on us, or just some other accident that happens. We want Jesus in our life, and we want to obey Jesus. So read that Bible and find out how. I have known people who've been close to death. Some of them have been fearful, and some of them have been so comfortable with death. And I just say, it has to do with if you know Jesus or not. If you know Jesus, you're not afraid of death, like if death is a great big unknown and you don't know if you're going to see heaven or hell. Therefore, I say, what does it take to belong to Jesus? And that is right there in the Bible, and I think you can take a good look and find out what it takes. Yes, of course, you can ask your pastor, your priest, your neighbor, somebody who is on the street preaching Jesus. Good, ask them. But then make sure that it is accurate according to what the Bible says. We all need a little biblical knowledge. I mean, can you imagine getting to heaven and saying, and having God say, why should I let you into my heaven? That would be Jesus saying something like that. And do you know the answer? Well, it's because of what Jesus did. It's the grace of God through Jesus Christ. But we all need to have an answer. And I urge you to look and see what that answer is. Because we all have things happen. We never know when the moment of our death will be. And yes, things just happen. We, as we get older, or even in my younger days, I remember the first person I knew who passed away, and he was just a high school guy. And then there was a fellow who I got along very well with, and he had a car accident and passed into the next life. Things happen, and we have no guarantees that we will be here for tomorrow. So go ahead and look at what could happen, and know that you want Jesus in your life. And that means you take the steps that it takes to bring God, Jesus, into your life. And then you show that you obey. And how do you do that? You learn God's will, and then you follow it. Sounds pretty simple. And in a way it is. And in a way that every bit of the Bible that you read helps you to understand it a little more. And we want to meet Jesus after we die and say, Lord, we accept you as our Lord and Savior. And we want Jesus to say, well done, good and faithful servant. Well, we get to figure out what we do as we go through life with the questions right in front of us. We get to figure out what to do. We get to figure out what we do with the practical things in life, about earning money, about having a family, about paying taxes, about how we go through life, where we go. What do we support? What do we not support? And these things can happen pretty quick. I think of the time, that I had my little hospital stay. Things happen quick, and you want to be ready to deal with life as it changes. And that is a part of what we do. Life changes, and we say, yes, Lord, and we seek to be obedient to God. Well, I'm always glad for you to listen to many different Christian radio stations. We learn as we go through life, and we hear about how we can be faithful to God. We hear the Bible being spoken on the radio, and that's all a good thing. Some of the things we can listen to, we want to listen to over and over again. I remember I had a Bible on it was on CD. And so we just listen to that over and over again. And then we read the Bible when we can. For me, reading the Bible was always a good thing because I got to see it with my eyes and absorb it in a little different way. So that was good for me. So you can always listen to any past broadcast on Christ Today by going to www.christtoday.org. And always, if you would like my preparedness papers, please send me a stamped self-addressed envelope, and I'll send that back to you. John Stephenson, P.O. Box 7222, Chico, California, 95927. And with so much going on in the world today, I think it is good for us to have some preparedness items right on hand. And part of them will include your Bible or a Bible to give away. And hymnals are very good too, because hymnals give us a certain joy inside as we sing songs to God. There are other things that give us joy. A part of it is the testimony of others. And that reminds me of a book that I like. Yes, I like the Bible, but there's another book that I like called Divine Appointments by Charlie Dietrich, DeiTrick. Charlie Dietrich, Divine Appointments. It's just what a pleasure to read. It just talks about how God has worked in a either a wonderful or a miraculous way in so many people's lives. So that's available, through the regular booksellers. Book Locker for one, Barnes & Noble for another. It's just a good book. It makes you feel good to read, especially after I tell you about all the troubles in the world and how we have to be prepared for the just in case. Well, that is a part of what we do. We stay prepared for the just in case so that we can share our love and our supplies with people who we know and love. And that is also a part of what God does with us. He shares the good news of the gospel with us and shows us how to apply it in life, especially as we pray. Prayer is so wonderful, and I hope that you remember to pray for the many people that you know, the people who you know and love, and the people you don't know and love, because if they become Christian also, they will probably become a person you know and love. So, pray for people. Everybody needs prayer. The pastors need prayer. Our family needs prayer. The people who are have not accepted Jesus in their heart, then they need prayer. And the people who have accepted Jesus, they also need prayer to keep strong in the Word and to keep reading and reading the Holy Word, the Bible. Well, God bless you. And I'm so glad for today. Stay prepared for whatever is coming our way, because there's lots of things that just could be coming our way. Have supplies. Seek out what makes sense to you to have. God bless you.
Christ Today is a listener-supported ministry. Send your checks or donations to John Stephenson, P.O. Box 7222, Chico, California, 95927. Again, that's John Stephenson, P.O. Box 7222, Chico, California, 95927.